There, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Karen, and we've had quite a few stories over the last few months about hearing what God's done, both in people's lives and out on the streets. And we've got a couple of exciting stories for you to hear this evening. The first one, I just really encourage you, if you've been feeling like God is stirring your heart to bring prophetic words on the streets or see miracles on the streets, I just really urge you just to get before God in your heart and just ask him to open your heart and just let him raise faith with this story that we're going to hear. So would you just join with me in welcoming up Joy Barham? Woo! Hi, Joy. Another exciting thing happened to you while you were out in the town again. Yeah. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was just shopping in Sainsbury's one day, and I was casually just walking round, and I saw this guy stuck in the shelves, this young guy. And for some reason, I just felt like the Holy Spirit just grabbed my attention and sort of made me look at him. So I just prayed and said, God, is there anything you want to say to this guy? And the words that came into my mind were, somebody close to him has really badly let him down recently. And you're just to tell him that I'm a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So I thought, all right then. And your heart starts pumping and you're just like, oh, no. But he was on his own, which was great. He wasn't with anybody, so I thought, okay, he's on his own. I'm not going to look really stupid. So I went up to him and just explained that I was a Christian and just that sometimes I felt like I heard from God and just gave him the words. And he just went, whoa, like that. And I thought, okay, that's encouraging. Thank you. And then at that point, somebody came to ask him where the mineral water was. So he had to wander off. So he just turned around and said to me, wait there. So when he came back, I just said to him, did that make any sense? And he said, yeah, it did. And he was fairly quiet and he didn't tell me the story. But I just said to him, you know, do you know God at all? You know, are you a Christian? What do you make of it all? And he said, well, I pray to him when I'm going through a bad time. Mm. And I just said, well, I believe that God sort of brought me in here today to just give you that word because God's really interested in what's going on in your life at the moment. And I just encourage you to sort of like speak to him because he's obviously really noticing you and very interested in every detail of your life. So I just said that and then go on with my shopping.
Fantastic. So did it feel as nervous doing it this time? Because I know you gave someone in Barclays Bank, a prophetic word before. Did it feel quite as nervous?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of if people out there are thinking, I really want to do that, what kind of little golden nuggets of wisdom would you give them for this kind of stuff?
Okay. Just pray, like as you're walking around, give yourself time sometimes. So often when we're shopping, we're just like really in a rush. And this was a day where I had a bit more time. So as I was walking around, I think I was probably just a bit more open to the Holy Spirit and wasn't just, you know, what's the price of bacon sort of thing, you know. So, yeah, just pray. I think just what I'm feeling at the moment is we just really need to be spending time on our own with God as well, because that's where God gives us, you know, shows us his heart for us, and then it makes us want to pass that on and give his heart to others and bring in prophetic words and words of knowledge for people just shows them how much God loves them and how much he's interested in their lives. So yeah, I would just say step out, go for it, maybe tell a few friends so that, you know, they can be saying, oh, have you got on, you know, that sort of thing.
Fantastic, thank you so much.